Hi everyone, welcome back to 留学 101 podcast. I'm Ayla and
I'm Mizuki.
So we got these questions from our listeners that she's a very extroverted person back in Japan, but while she's studying abroad, she's very like introverted, so she can be, she's very like shy being herself. Also today's topic is going to be how she can, survive being like introverted person in like States or in Canada, or like how we, what kind of personality me and Mizuki-chan is. So are you introverted person or extroverted person?
I'm introverted, but around my friends, I think I'm extroverted.
Yeah, it depends on the like situation.
Yeah. But I'm mostly introverted towards like people I don't know. Yeah, I tend to kind of push them away. I don't push them away. No. Scratch that.
That's so dry.
I don't push them away, but I never approach people on my own. I always kind of wait until someone like approaches me and start a conversation. But once someone starts a conversation with me, I'm very open. I think I'm better like having a conversation with a total stranger. And like I can have a deeper conversation with a stranger because they're a stranger. It's harder to have like deeper conversation with like friends and family for me. I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're just fine being in the like group of friends or like any like networking event with like a bunch of strangers?
No.
Oh.
Wait, what? So with especially in a group setting, especially with people I don't know, I'm very introverted and I become very quiet. And especially with if it's like a group of like more than like four people, I always like become the listener and I never really speak unless spoken to. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did it change when you went to States as an exchange student?
In a way, it changed because language does help a lot, because English naturally is a very extroverted language.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Because like there's no keigo, there's no like, you don't have to say like 99-san, 99-chan to anyone, right? In English, it's very much frank. There's no like, you know, 上下関係. There's no like, anyway. So I think it's easier for me to look over like the age difference, because I can talk to someone who's like 40 like they're my friend because of English. But if it's in Japanese, because they're like way older than me, I'll be like, oh, hi, you know?
Yeah, true. I mean, like I never had friends who's like over 40 in Japan. Well, I mean, I did. I don't know if they're
Well, they're not friends, but like,
yeah.
For example, on like my third day for my studying abroad, I went to this like open like gathering thing because they were just having like a pizza party, whatever, out in the field, and anyone could join. So I just went there and I started talking with this non-student. I think she's around 40, I think, that was the organizer that was, you know, putting this group together. And of course, like she's older than me, but we started talking and like we're talking like we're friends, you know, like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, Japan. And oh, that's cool. And like most people say like, oh, you don't have like a Japanese accent, like why? And like we'll have like a like friendly, very frank conversation. But if that happens in Japanese, I'll be very 腰が低くなるね.
Yeah.
Very polite. I'm aware of the age difference, if that makes sense. Yeah. So thanks to the language itself, it's easier for me to be a little bit more extroverted. But I'm still I'm not shy. I'm just introverted. I still wouldn't like go up to someone on my own. So that's the difference. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, good. What about you?
I am extroverted, I think, because I like to go to parties and I like networking events to speak with like new people. And I do have friends. I do have many friends. So I think I'm extroverted in like real world. Like not in like on social media, but yeah.
So you had no really like issues with making friends or having conversation with strangers or in a group setting during studying abroad.
Hmm.
Hmm, that's good. Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I always like try to make a friend, at least one friend in like every single classes. Sometimes they ended up with like just like the person that I know from the class, you know, a friend, and random people from the class is different. So they didn't end up with being friends after the semester.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I try to make someone I know from the class. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think in that way, like I'm extroverted because mm-hmm. I don't really struggle with like making friends or like talking to strangers and or like make a group chat with like those people with same class.
That's nice.
Thank
That's
you.
That's really nice. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel any differences with like in like group setting in Japan and in Canada?
Mm.
Because we both get this question where a lot of people say, like, if it's like one-on-one, when I'm talking with like just one person, I can communicate just fine in English. But when it comes to group setting, it's hard for me to keep up with the conversation because of the language difference. And it's hard for me to jump into the conversation, so I get kind of left out. And usually I'm very extroverted, especially in Japanese. But in a group setting, I suddenly am forced to become introverted because I can't say anything because of the language issue.
Mm.
So did you feel any differences when it comes to like the group setting?
Mm.
Not really.
Not really. It depends on like how close you are with that friend, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're talking about like any situation such as like class discussion, you know, if you're in the class discussion with some classmates and you couldn't like keep up with the conversation because of the language, and you've been like so very introverted because of the language, that situation is different from like, I don't know, like hanging out with friends.
Because,
you know, in class discussion, if you don't speak up, no one cares, you know?
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no way it's not like there's no way, but like, not that many like classmates being very supportive of like you being extroverted in that class,
because
their goal in that discussion is to discuss, and not to like support you, you know,
or just have a conversation or make friends.
Yeah, or like any even like make a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
If they could end it out with like some conclusion without your opinion,
yeah,
then that would be fine for them. So
totally.
So if you are hanging out with like friends and you've been so introverted and your friends like don't really like paying attention to you, then that's
sad.
That's so sad. Yeah.
And I don't think it's because the friends are like leaving them alone or like leaving them dry.
It never happened.
That's probably because you understood what they said.
I mean, if that group of people is like more than like five or like six, then you've been so left out, then yeah, sometimes that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are with like one that cannot be a group, so
like three.
Yeah, if you're with like at least like two or three people and being like a group of four, then you've been left out, then that's the problem of your friends.
I know, right? Yeah,
that's sad.
So you never really felt like you are being left out?
Maybe that's because I keep up with conversation.
It's because you can. It's because you can understand English, I guess. But there were times that I felt left out. But that's just because they weren't good people, turns out. So it's not really about, like, English. But Americans love inside jokes. In, like, memes. and like references from the internet, I feel like. So like when you have no idea what they were talking about, you're like, what the heck? And I've had that situation many, many times where they were talking about like some YouTubers that I don't know. And I'm like over here like, huh?
I know.
Yeah. So that has happened to me several times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like, to be honest, most of my friends were Asians, including Japanese and also like
Asian Canadians.
Yeah, Asian Canadians. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asian have like same, you know, vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I didn't have any Asian American friends.
Oh.
Because there weren't any Asian Americans
in that's true.
The college that I went.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool to have some Asian American friends.
Yeah.
So how should we tackle this problem?
Oh, boy, you know, one time, like, I went to my friend's birthday party, and where I only know her, and, like, there are, like, 20 or 25 people that I don't know were there. Like, there were not that many Asians. I was a little bit uncomfortable because we didn't have that many, like, common topic to talk about. You know, like, they don't know about K-pop or, like...
True.
Yeah.
No, but I... Same.
K-pop is...
same. Mm-hmm. Like, in my second semester, when I was living in the apartment, my roommate oftentimes, like, brought a lot of, like, Caucasian friends. And I literally could not relate to any of them. I was trying to make friends. So I was trying to like start some conversations, try to see if our music taste matches, try to see if we vibe in any way. But I was like, I don't, no.
Yeah, that's pretty hard, you know? Yeah, I felt in the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to like find if we have like any like common interest. But they were talking about like celebrities that I don't know, or like
Because one time, my friend, she's Japanese, she was at my place and we were just chilling, and then all my roommate's friends came over and they started to party, and they were, you know, playing. Most of the time, they were playing like rap music, where I don't really listen to rap. And then this one girl handed the Spotify account, the iPhone, to my friend. And she was like, here, you pick the next song. And she was like, I don't know. Like, you guys definitely don't listen to the kind of music that I listen to. So like, what, I don't know, what should I... And then she picked Bruno Mars because she was like, I think Bruno Mars is a safe place where everyone likes Bruno Mars. So she picked Bruno Mars and like everyone was like, oh yeah, hell yeah. And like, you know, everyone was like vibing to the music. So like, thank God. But it's so different. Like, you don't even know where to start.
I know.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's not a bad thing. There are people that you don't vibe with. There are people that you relate and vibe with. And that's just nature, the nature of it. And I'm not saying like you Japanese or Asian people don't vibe with white people. That's not what I'm saying. It's just an example. But, you know, oftentimes Asians will gather with Asians, black people with black people, white people with white people. I think that's just how it is. It's just nature, you know? We want to be around with like-minded people. People that look like me, you know? So there's nothing wrong with that. And it doesn't mean that they don't get along. Of course they do. It's a melting pot, basically. So, yeah, that's my experience.
And also, like, especially in Toronto, being Asian is not minority, so it's very majority, so...
Is it?
Yeah. Because I feel like, I don't know, more than... I mean, I have to check the like official statistics in U of T, but like there are so many Asian students in U of T. So as what Mizuki-chan said, Asian stuck with Asians is a very natural thing in U of T. So that happened naturally. But like when I was in Oregon, when I was a high school student, I was the only Japanese and I was the only Asian in my grade. and most of the people were like white people. Mm. And so, of course, I only had white friends, you know?
Mm.
So it depends on the like environment.
Yeah. Chances are in bigger cities, there's more diversity than like rural areas, towns, you know?
And like even in Oregon, like friends that I made have interest in Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we had like common interest. For me, that's not interest, but like, you know, common topic to talk about, you know? So that's why I feel like we could get so close to each other. But if we don't have any like common interest or a common topic to talk about, then that's kind of hard to be a close friend, you know?
Yeah. I tried introducing K-pop to my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And like she seemed interested, and I thought she was interested, but it turns out she was just being nice. Which, you know, that's nice of her, but I was like, yeah, it's so hard to have a conversation with someone that you have like just no common topics or interests to talk about. I'm trying to find topics, but the only thing that I can like ask my roommate was like, how was your day?
Yeah, I know.
Literally.
You know, at least we tried.
So. Yeah, it's you know, it's always good to try.
Mm-hmm.
What was the topic of this?
How we could be more extroverted.
Oh.
So one conclusion we came up with is that if you guys don't have any like same topic to talk about, then that's not your problem.
Yeah.
Next.
Move on. Basically said the same thing.
Yeah.
And if a few of her friends are just like not including you in the circle, then they're just not good friends. So move on.
Yeah. Move on.
Yeah. And you know, in a bigger group, let's say like, what's a big group? Like 7 to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really like chime in, be present in the conversation. That's fine. I tend to just listen. And listening is, in my opinion, it's a good way to improve English as well.
Mm.
I think I'm a good listener. not to brag, but I think I'm a fairly good listener. And I have picked up a lot of new words, a lot of new topics to talk about, a lot of knowledge by just listening to my friends rant. So like, you know, it's not a bad thing to just be a listener. And if you want to have a meaningful conversation, and if you want to be truly yourself and be extroverted, then just do it in a smaller setting, and you don't always have to be present.
Yeah.
And just ask questions if you have questions.
Questions?
Like, what are you guys talking about? Or what did you just say?
That's weird.
I do that a lot.
Oh, wait. Even if you were listening, are going to say, like, what are you guys talking about?
Or just, if I don't know what they're talking about, I'll just go, like, what are you guys talking about?
No.
You don't do that?
As long as I'm listening to them, I don't think I would say that. And if I don't have interest in the topic.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't ask if I wasn't interested in the topic.
Mm. Yeah, you can always ask questions.
Yeah. I think I'm a very curious person, so I tend to ask questions. If I don't know, I'll just ask or just look it up. But if I have someone right here, I'll just ask. And I was having this conversation with my American friend. She was interviewing me, actually, about, like, English and studying abroad and stuff like that. And we were talking about how I tend to ask questions a lot. She was like, I feel like you ask a lot of questions. Like, you're not ashamed to ask, like, what does that mean? Or can you explain what that means and stuff like that? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, because I don't know. I'm curious. I want to know, so I'll ask. But then she was like, yeah, but the other Japanese students, they never ask. So they're out in the loop. They don't understand, but they pretend like they understand.
No, that's not good.
Yeah. And she was like, she asked them why they don't ask questions. And they said they were embarrassed. And I was like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I want to know. I want to know. So I'm going to ask, you know? Being curious is a really good thing to learn. Just look it up or ask. Yeah.
And also one tip that I could think about is like, if you are being kind of left out from the conversation, you can start conversation by yourself.
Like just yourself?
I know. You can bring new topic.
But that's hard, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's the easiest one.
You gotta be extroverted to do that. Introverts will never.
So.
Introverts are hard.
Oh. But, you know, I always do that.
Or, like, you know, if you're in a group, a big group, chances are a lot of people aren't going to be interested in one topic or going to be, like, their mind is going to be wandering around somewhere else. So you can, like, start a conversation with someone you're sitting next to. You know, have your own conversation.
Yeah. Okay. I thought that's the the way to being... that's the way to be extroverted,
yeah.
To be honest, yeah. Or, like, if you don't have any, like, common topic to talk about with one friend, then you can talk about another friend's story to that friend.
Like, tell a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
Hmm.
But, you know, being an international student is kind of easy in a way because they ask questions to you.
No.
Like, about Japan, about yourself. Like, how did you choose this school? Or why this country? Or... How's life in Japan? Or, like, you know, questions like that.
So, back to the story about, like, telling my friend's story to another friend's friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I always do that. So my friend somehow know everything about my another friend's, like, background and everything. So my friend's being like, how's your friend? Then,
so you like gossips?
Yeah. It's not even gossip. Like, I always, like, tell my roommate about, like, how my Japanese friend, like, went back to Japan just for a week or, like, you know. Or, like, even, like, after we graduated from uni, I always tell my roommate about, like, any life updates of my friends.
That's super interesting.
So she knows, like, everything, even though she's not that close to that friend. You know, it's kind of hard to, like, explain.
No. I perfectly understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's... なんか珍しいね。なんか...
そうかな? So she's somehow being curious about my friends.
How's your friend?
Yeah.
Hey, how's your friend?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think she knows everything about my friends.
I mean, that could be one way. As long as you're not sharing secrets.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I don't tell them, like, secrets as long as they ask me not to tell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I thought everyone does that.
Maybe people do. I don't, but I just don't have enough friends to, like, talk about my friends to.
Oh.
So probably that's why. I sometimes talk about my best friend to my boyfriend, but that's it.
And also I ask my friends about their friends.
You're weird.
Am I?
I think that's a little bit unusual.
Mm.
If we're all mutuals, then I understand. But if you're not mutuals, then I wouldn't be asking someone about their friend.
But at the beginning, like, my friend told me that friend is, like, gossip or, like, any, like, fun story. And then I was, like, curious about their updates. So
yeah, I understand that. I get that. It's kind of like Reddit stories, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, how he's doing? And even though, like, I've never met him before.
That's hilarious.
And, like, my friend is like, oh, his family is just coming to Toronto, and, like, he's all around. And then I somehow knew about his family too. And, like, I was like, oh, his family is so cool. And, you know. That's one way, I think. If you don't have the same topic to talk about, then maybe you can talk about any random topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I'm curious about people, so, in general.
That's a good thing.
Mm.
It's a good thing to be curious about other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very curious about other people. So
yeah, you're the introverted side of person, so.
I'm like, cool. I can listen all day. I don't mind being kikite, but with my friends that I'm comfortable with, I get so loud. I'm like the extrovert. In a group setting where I don't really know most of them, I just become very quiet. I mean, you've seen me in that group setting once, right?
When?
When Mike organized this, like, not big, but like this social event amongst like influencers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you saw me there.
Mm-hmm.
You were checking on me like here and there. You were checking on me and you were like, you good? And I'm like, yeah,
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like listening to everyone. And I don't really speak unless someone asks me some questions.
Yeah, because you don't really drink. So
that too.
I think being
the sober one.
Sober. Being sober and like in the networking. It was kind of a networking event. Like,
kind of, yeah.
So, and like you didn't know like any of people there. And I only knew like one or two people there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I can be the extroverted if I don't drink.
In that networking event thingy, there were like small circles of like three or four people. And then like we weren't like talking in a big group. We were more so talking in a small group.
Yeah, true.
And when like most of the people were introverts, it was really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hi. It's so awkward. But like when extroverted people like Mike was in the group, it was just so smooth sailing. We were all like laughing and having conversations and all that. So like it helps to have like extroverted someone in a group to like carry out the conversation so that we're not awkward. Oftentimes, like, I don't know if it's a saying, but you say like extroverts get energy by being around people. Introverts lose energy around people.
Oh no.
And I'm like, yeah, accurate. It's just the social battery just runs out really quick.
Because you get used to being alone.
It's not being alone, because I like being around people if they were like my friends, if I really liked, or like if I knew all of them. So it's not about being alone. It's more so being around people that I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough time for you then.
Yeah, but if it's like one-on-one, I'm fine. It's, I don't know, it's weird. Because in classes, when we get into groups, I prefer bigger groups than like one-on-one with someone.
Oh, because you don't have to talk that much.
That too. And what if I have nothing to say? Like, what if I don't know anything about the topic and we're both like sitting there? Either the other person is the only one talking and I'm listening and like there's no conversation going on. There's no discussion going on.
Oh, then I'm so opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer a smaller group because I can talk.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like you being like so judged in like a bigger group?
I don't care.
You don't care in terms of like, yeah.
Because I'm Japanese, you know.
Yeah, so I don't like bigger, like meeting with like more than five or six people in it. Because I feel like I'm being judged by others more than being in a smaller group.
It's hard being extroverted, especially when you don't speak the language that fluent.
True.
For us, it was fortunate because we can understand and say stuff. We're fluent enough. But if you're not, then yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and like if you are extroverted back in Japan, then you have a potential of being extroverted in like other countries as well. So,
or like show how fun you can be, how extroverted you can be by doing games or dances and like songs and whatnot. You can socialize other than like talking.
So what's your MBTI?
I am INFP.
INFP.
A mediator.
And then I am ENFP, which is I think in Japanese, it's kohokamitainayatsu. I only know...
ENFP. 運動家って書いて
ある。Campaigner?
広報運動家。
うん。
I'm a true mediator.
How are you?
I mediate all the time. I was mediating left and right during studying abroad. Two people having problems and they come to me for some reason and I'm just the one telling each other what's going on and like... And I'm like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but okay. Yeah, I think, you know...I wasn't really involved with anyone the first semester. So I think that's what people liked about me, that I wasn't really involved in a friend group or anything like that. So a lot of people like came to me for like a neutral opinion. Because I'm not on either side. So that's one way I made friends, I guess.
何調べてんの? ENFP のtype. It's kind of like, not ashamed, but like, it's kind of funny to say by myself, but like, you know, I'm kind of, I'm outgoing, you know.
I mean, it's not a weird thing to say.
What?
It's not a weird thing to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I do agree, like, if I didn't really know you personally, and if I was just like looking at you through social media, I would assume you're like very introverted and like you keep everything to yourself.
Yeah, like, that's what.Most of people say. Yeah, so talking about my college life, I always like texting to my friend if they want to go to Tim Hortons with me, or like even though if it's like 5 minutes, no, it's not even five. Yeah, no, not friends, my roommate. I always texting my roommate if she want to go to Tim Hortons with me, even though it's like...1 minute away from from our home. Yeah, from our house. And yeah, and also like, I always texting my friends if they want to go for a boba and go to the library afterwards with me. And I always text.
I mean, same. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I always like off, how do you say?
Invited people.
バイリンなんかちょっと硬い、ね、
インビテーション。
Yeah, sending a bunch of invitations to my friends. Yeah, if they want to hang out with me. Yeah.
No, same.
No, then you're not.
No, I'm a coward introvert. Like, I like being alone and I like staying at home, but I don't like going outside alone. I'm very socially awkward. I don't know what to do outside alone. I don't like that. I want to be like...I want to go to cafes alone. I want to go here and there alone. I can't. I can never do that. Like, I can't even go to, like, theaters alone.
What?
It's so awkward.
Why?
I just feel awkward. That is how I made friends, too, though. The time where I asked my Japanese international student if she wanted to go to McDonald's with me, you know? The beginning of the semester, I was like, go to McDonald's together and...We didn't really know each other, but she was like, okay. And then we talked and we became friends. And that's how I kind of became friends with my best friend, too. Well, we went to the same college, same gakubu. But we also went to the same middle school and high school. But we've never talked to each other during middle school and high school. I knew of her, but we never really talked to each other. But, like, I didn't want to go to the orientation alone. And she was the only person that I can reach out to that I can be like, you want to go together? So that's how we became friends.
Is that how INFP work? INFP?
なんか変なところで変なんだよね。なんか I'm like...
Yeah, that's not logical, you know?
Yeah, I know. 変なところで勇気が出るのすごい。
Oh.
Like, I'm courageous at parts where it doesn't make sense. I'm like, how did I do that? Or how did I have the courage to ask that? It's weird.But sometimes I'm so lonely that I have that courage. I'm like, let's do this, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how INFP works. Maybe. You like to spend a time alone or by yourself, but sometimes in terms of like in society, you sometimes need to have someone to stay with.
Yeah, I think we like being alone, but we also get lonely.
Mm.
So maybe that's what INFP is.
Because I can go to theater by myself and I can even go to ramen by myself.
No, I cannot.
Ramen も行ったことあるし。
一人なんとかができない。I can't. I want to though. It's so cool, like doing stuff alone. I'm following this girl on Instagram and she's like traveling alone in Japan right now. And she's like having this conversation with her followers on the story, on her stories. And I'm looking at that, I'm like, I wish I can do that. I wish I can just like travel alone somewhere and just talk to the camera like I have friends.
Oh yeah, I told you before, but like I went to New York with my friends, but like only one day, like we were like, we had like different interests. So different like destination that we want to go. So I went to vintage stores by myself and
yeah, I wish. Like even when I wanted to switch apartments, when I wanted to like leave the dorm, you know that I texted this mutual friends that I had with my roommate because she had an apartment and she had a loft. And I knew that. So I was like, I wonder if I can ask her if I can stay at her place. And usually I'm not the kind of person to have courage to ask something like that. And I legit thought about it for 2 weeks. I opened Instagram and tried to DM her for 2 weeks. I couldn't do it. And then one day I just typed it and I was like, I closed my eyes and I just sent it. And then she was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, I'm glad I went for it.
Wait, was that because you were so worried about like if she thinks that she got some random message from random strangers or like...
No, she knew of me.
Oh.
But I don't think I take rejections well. That's the thing. It's getting deep for no reason, but...
Always.
Yeah, it's getting deep for no reason, but I think I have this fundamental issue with rejection. I'm very scared of rejections, and I wasn't scared, but I was worried she was going to say no.
Oh, maybe. Oh, we're so different.
We're so different, eh?
Because I'm the type of person, like, even if I got rejected, like, I always think about, like, how I got, like, how the next step.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I do think about the next step, but I think it's just the way you're so optimistic about the next step. I get so pessimistic about the next step.
Oh.
And I'm like, what if she says no? What if she thinks I'm weird? What if this is such a weird request? I don't know. I'm just a people pleaser. I just care about people too much.
Yeah. But you don't look like that.
Yeah, I know. The opposite of how I actually am. So a lot of people are surprised. Most people are like, "Pari pide shou," and I'm like, "No."
But you don't look like pari pi, but like you don't look like you have low self-estimation.
I don't think I look like that either. Maybe you can talk about MBTI with other people. Especially if you're studying abroad in Korea. MBTI is big in Korea, so...
Yeah. Did you only take one test? Or, like, did you take, like, multiple tests and you got, like, same results?
I think I took it twice. No. Yes. I took it. The first time I took it, I was a, 冒険者. 冒険家?
冒険家?
ISFP. But then, I think I took that early in college. And then I took once again... later in college, and then I changed to INFP, and then I took it again, and then it came out INFP. I heard the questions got like renewed or something recently.
Oh, yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I haven't taken the test since that. So I might be different. I don't know.
The surveys, the questions got changed recently. So I took it again, and I got an ENFP.
Yeah. So you're an ENFP, ne?
でも I took MBTI exams 4 times, and I got ENFP 3 times, and I got another result once, and that was The lady with blue, blue clothes. And a blue, no, purple. ENTJ. And that was when I started a job as a consultant in my first year, and I got ENTJ.
Well, the thing is, people's MBTI change based on their personal life and their professional life.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe for your personal life, you're ENFP. Mm-hmm. And then you're on a work setting, you're ENTJ.
Yeah, but ENTJ looks so... She looks so angry and... I don't want to be her, you know?
Shikikan.
Yeah, Shikikan. ENTJ.
She looks scary, like...
Yeah, why? And ENFP, like, he's cute. I don't know if that's a man, but... Yeah, he looks so cute.
Yeah, he's like, he looks cute. Yeah. INFP looks kind of dumb.
Like, INFP.
Looks like he's like just daydreaming, you know, like floating.
She looks like a fairy. Fairy.
I know. It's always fun to talk about MBTI. That's the first thing that Korean people talk about when they like meet new people.
Hmm.
They're like, first their name, and then what's your MBTI?
I know. And much. You know, like, so if you are E type of person, mm-hmm. and if your friends say, like, I'm I,
mm-hmm.
then the person is going to be, oh, you're the I person.
Yeah, sad. Yeah.
That's how Unche from Le Serafimu.
Ah, the YouTube videos?
Yeah. She was like, oh, you're the I person, because I'm E.
Unche is so very different.
I know. And like, yeah, she literally said like, once people say they're I, mm-hmm. then she'll be so sad.
Why?
Because she knew that they're introverted.
Even on Eonji, the rapper Eonji, no YouTube channel, they always talk about MBTI.
Oh, yeah.
Because most of the guests that she has on her channel, like, that's their first meeting. They've never met before, so they always talk about MBTI. And it's just so fun.
Wait, what's her MBTI?
E something something something.
Of course, E.
She's E. She is E. Yeah. She's very E. But I still don't really know what, like, S, N. Like, I don't really know MBTI well enough to be like... Oh, you seem S. Or like, oh, you seem N. I'm like, I don't really know what that means. Somehow we landed on the MBTI talk.
Yeah. And I feel like we haven't had any like advices on how people can be extroverted even though they are introverted, or like if they are extroverted in Japan, but...
I feel like even if you can speak English, introverted people are going to be introverted.
True.
And extroverted people can be introverted around people that they don't know. So I think it's natural for Japanese people who's not really confident in their English to be introverted around foreigners. And I can confidently say that a lot of people have the same hardships, the same Naomi, because a lot of people DM me the same thing or... write the same thing in the question box when I do like the story question thingy. So you're not alone. Fighting this.
Yeah, we couldn't come up with conclusion, sorry. But we ended up with sharing of our MBTI, and I hope that was funny. Okay. So if you have any requests about like topics to talk about in our podcast, please comment from the Google form, the link below. Okay, so thank you guys for listening to this episode, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye bye.